Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katria Blad, Parasha Bemidbar, in the Desert of, Week 34, Fourth Aliyah. And you shall give the Levites to Aaron and his sons. They are given entirely to him from among the children of Israel. Numbers 3, verse 9. What does total dedication imply? The original plan was that all firstborn males were priests and servants in the tabernacle, but due to the golden calf sin, the Levites were taken in their stead. This text says that the Levites were given entirely to Aaron. This doesn't mean that they were his private personal assistants, but his helpers, helpers in everything related to the task in the sanctuary service. The Hebrew text literally says that the Levites were given, netunim, which shows that their dedication was double, both in public and private. The dedication wasn't only during their shifts to serve in the tabernacle and later on in the temple, but also during the time in which they didn't serve. Their whole life had to focus on their service in the sanctuary, even though they didn't do it directly all the time. This means that when they slept, they did it in order to serve in the sanctuary. When they ate, they did it to be able to serve in the sanctuary. When they studied, they did it to be able to serve in the tabernacle. Their conversations at the table were focused on their betterment in serving in the tabernacle. When they played, they did so to be able to serve better in the sanctuary. Everything they did had a direct or indirect relationship with their service in the tabernacle. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Yeshua, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for men. Colossians 3, verses 17 and 23. If there is something you want to do, but you can't do it in the name of the Lord Yeshua, and for direct or indirect glory of the Eternal, then don't do it. Shalom.